Today, our message at Gethsemane is a continuation as we move into this 31-week journey called The Story. We've come to chapter 2, and it's entitled, God Builds a Nation. I think if you've read through this section of scriptures, a mixture of Genesis and also some readings from Romans and Hebrews about Abraham, if you've read through it, you've noticed something, that God very oftentimes chooses to work in the life of one person so that he can influence many. And we see that in history, in our own country and in others. Think of George Washington, of Harriet Tubman. Think of Abraham Lincoln, of mighty Winston Churchill or Martin Luther King Jr. When God wanted to work, when God wanted to influence and inspire a nation, he very often chose one man or one woman to start. And so we see that happening here in Genesis. We see that starting with Abraham. Now, imagine this guy, 70, 75 years old, when he gets a direction from God, leave your home, leave your family, leave everything you know, and go to a country I will show you. I've never quite looked up I will show you in my GPS, but I have a feeling it doesn't quite get us where you and I think we might go. And yet, Abraham is faithful. Abraham goes. And as he goes, we begin to see some things. We begin to notice some things in his life, in his story, that can be parallels in ours. And one of the first ones I hope that you'll notice is age is really not an excuse. 70, 75 when he starts, 99 when he is told he will have a son, then even older when he has this moment of beautiful, incredible sacrifice, or almost sacrifice. We'll talk more about that near the end of today's message. Or then for his son, Isaac, 20 years that he and Rebekah went without children. As they were older in life, whatever the limitation, be it age, limitations of infertility, limitations of being away from home and family, God works in us, and those limitations are not really excuses. He's looking still today for a woman or a man who will listen to him and respond in faith so that he can work in that person and influence the group, the city, the state, maybe even the nation around you or me. Well, let's take a look at some more of what's there. If age is an excuse, well then, what exactly is it that God is looking for? And I want to suggest to you that he's calling for faith. Abraham, over and over, believes God. Believes him when he says, go to a land I will show you. Believes him when he says, I will give all of this land to you. Believes him when he says that he has a great future in mind and a son to be born to him even in his old age. Abraham believes, and then he acts. His most incredible sign of faith is when he is willing to sacrifice his son, as God says, your only son whom you love, and sacrifice him to me on the mountain I will show you. There's another place where GPS wasn't there. But Abraham was really clear, and the faith that had been nurtured, that had been honed, that had even at times been chiseled into his life, came into play in this critical moment. We see the same in Isaac's life and in Jacob's lives. Faith is what's called for when they step out, when God says, go, when God says, this is the wife I have for you, or this is the path I have for you. Over and over, it calls for faith. And over, these men responded with faith. When you and I, as women, men and women of faith, when we respond to what God has in mind, there is a wonderful work, an opening, a blessing that's available. As God said to Abraham, I will bless all nations through you. You will be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. Do we have faith that God, despite our age, despite any limitation we have, do we have faith that God wants to be a blessing through us? Though, besides that faith, and let's even take it a little further and be more specific about it, how about it that it involves a faith that it leaves the comfortable? It had to be really hard for Abraham to leave his parents, for him to, and his wife to leave all of their extended family and relatives, to leave their culture, to leave and go to a foreign nation where they knew no one and in all likelihood didn't even know very much of the language. It wasn't a comfortable situation living in tents all those years. Or how about Isaac, as he waited and worked and did all that he could, waited for that baby to finally come. Or poor Jacob, as he worked for one wife for 7 years and then got tricked, and the uncomfortableness now of marrying the older sister of the one that he really loved. It's not always comfortable. But what we can be assured of is that we will always have God with us. The God who calls us to go, the God who at times asks us to step out of our comfort zone into the faith zone, will be there with us. And he will show us things in the faith zone we would never see in the comfort zone. We will learn things. We'll strengthen muscles that we never would have known or seen had we stayed in the comfort zone. That's the kind of faith that God's calling you and me to venture out into, to live out, even in this day and age. God's still looking for women and men who are willing to step out of the comfortable and are willing to go and step out in faith. It is a faith also that depends on God in uncertain times. When Abraham faced uncertainty, should I go and rescue my nephew or just let him suffer the consequences? Should I go, Isaac wondered, and be involved here? And is this really the wife for me? Or should I depend on God? In the same way, Jacob, leaving his home, fleeing his brother Esau, going off for years, facing uncertainty, working for his future father-in-law, being taken advantage of. But what all of these men did, and what I would suggest to you so many other heroes of faith have done, is they've depended on God when other things were uncertain. There's a lot that's uncertain in our world right now, isn't there? We don't know what day we'll get back in services. We hope it's happening on Mother's Day next week, but we don't know for sure. We don't know when this virus and this pandemic will end. We don't know, honestly, when our next heartbeat is, or our last heartbeat. But what we do know is that no matter how hard of a time we face, or of uncertain a time we face, when we are walking in faith with the God who loves us, who calls us his own through his son, Jesus Christ, we never walk through those hard or uncertain times alone. That's a promise we can count on, and we can step out in faith knowing it's true. It is a faith also. Let's make sure that we add this element in. These faithful men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who then lead us towards Joseph, there's one thing they have in common, and I think all people of faith do. Faith ain't just what you think about or talk about here. Faith is acted out with our hands, with our feet, with our mouths, with our actions. Faith that doesn't do anything, James tells us in the New Testament, is dead. And God showed us Abraham active in his faith, willing 318 men charging off to face four kings and to get back his nephew and all of the treasure that they had stolen. Isaac having faith and believing that God would provide a son as he had promised and not giving up in praying. That action of prayer. Sometimes we get so tired. Sometimes we wait so long for an answer and we want to give up. But it is one of the most beautiful and powerful things that we can do. I encourage you, never give up. Let that be one of the most reliable actions of faith that you take. And Jacob, Jacob, all of the action he took, even wrestling with God, willing, you know, thinking through what should I do to help try to protect this family that I love, and all of the actions in faith and in love and in hope that he took. Well, they're inspiring. And I pray that you and I will also want to have faithful actions be a part of our life. It might just be that an action of faith for us is to come back to church with all the precautions and everything else involved, but to come back. It might be it's helping a neighbor. It may be some other way we step out of our comfort zone to do something we've never done. I'll tell you, if you saw what this room looked like and what I've learned to do all of this, oh my goodness. In the same way, we've learned Zoom meetings and conference calls and everything else. We can learn new things. We can take actions of faith because we want to serve God and we want to be His people, showing and blessing a nation. And I think that's probably a good spot for us. And this is the path. This path of faith, this path of even when it's hard and uncertain, but we take these faithful actions, this is the path of blessing. I will bless you, God said to Abraham, and you will be a blessing to others, to all people. I don't know how far the blessing will go that you will take from your actions of faith and hope and love towards others. I don't know when God will answer that prayer. But friend, I do know this. I know the God we pray to. I know the God we serve. I know that the God who has called us is faithful. And we can respond in faith to the one who's been so trustworthy, so loving, so much of a provider for us every step of the way. We can take those actions as well. You know, when Abraham was called to go to a mountain, he went to a place, the scripture identifies it as Mount Moriah. Our traditions tell us that that mount is the very place where God's temple was eventually built in Jerusalem, a fitting place where an almost sacrifice happened and then many other sacrifices followed. A fitting place also because Abraham, who was willing to bring his son, his only son, whom he loved, as Genesis tells us, as God said, Abraham, as he's going, hears his son ask a question. Hey, father, the wood is here. The fire is here. Where is the sacrifice? Isaac didn't know that he was scheduled to be the sacrifice that day. He was the one that God had asked Abraham to sacrifice. But Abraham's answer was one of faith. The Lord will provide. And of course he did. There was a ram caught in the thistle and the thorns. And as that last moment when God spoke and stopped Abraham, Abraham ran and grabbed that ram, that sheep, and sacrificed it in the place of his son, his only son, whom he loved. Fast forward about 2,000 years, and God does not provide a substitute at the very last moment for his son, his only son, whom he loves. No one else takes his place in the sacrifice that Jesus goes to at the cross. For the truth is, he was the sacrifice and the substitute for you and me. He was going in our place. He was the ram willing to be caught that you and I might be free. Free to walk and live in faith and hope and love. And may we step out together, even in uncertain times. May we step out in faith with our actions, with our words. May we step out because God has blessed us, and may we be a blessing to so many others. Amen. I invite you to join me now in a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great heroes of faith that you've shown us in today's chapter of the story. For Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who, like those presidents on Mount Rushmore, are heroes and pinnacles of the faith. And they can inspire us even today. We know, Lord, there are women and men of faith that you are using, and we ask you to use us as well. Use us to be a blessing, because we have been blessed by you. Use us, O Lord, because we have been blessed. You who gave that little story of Abraham and his son and the substitute you provided did so as a whisper to us of the grand salvation story, the higher story of what you were doing and going to do through your son, Jesus Christ, him as a sacrifice for us. Lord, because of that blessing of grace, we ask you to help us show grace and blessings to others. Because of Jesus' sacrificial love, help us take acts of love and faith, even in uncertain times when we aren't even sure where to go or who to bless. We pray you will guide us and you will go with us in all of our steps. Please, Lord, go and hear our prayers and intercessions of blessing for doctors and nurses, for all hospital workers, for the grocery store clerks and all of those out there who are serving us, for the government leaders, for those who are sick and fearful, perhaps even who feel isolated. Lord, let your presence come and be with that one, just as you were there with Abraham alone, with Isaac and Jacob each alone. Oh Lord, these and all the prayers in our hearts we bring before you now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, and pray together as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, receive the blessing of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with his May the Lord look upon you with his countenance, and may he give you peace. Amen. I invite you to join with us now as we sing together a closing hymn. The words are new to us, but the tune I think you will recognize. Join us as we sing a new hymn to God who gave the scriptures. And may God who gave those scriptures to us bless and keep you always.